From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Iraqi government moves to retake Anbar province from the Islamic State. State television announced the beginning of the operation, which comes less than 2 weeks after the Islamist fighters seized the provincial capital, Ramadi. As Edward Uranian reports, a spokesman for Shiite volunteer militias tells journalists his forces have surrounded Ramadi from three sides.
Iraqi media report shelling and minor clashes between government-allied forces and Islamic State militants along the outskirts of Ramadi. Al Arabiya TV indicated Iraqi military forces and Shiite volunteer militiamen had retaken part of Anbar University near the city. Meanwhile, Iran's defense minister says Tehran would send its own troops to do battle in Iraq if Islamic State militants come to a point 20 kilometers from the Iranian border. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Hundreds of Russian warplanes and thousands of troops began a major military exercise Tuesday, coinciding with Arctic maneuvers by NATO forces. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Russia has committed 12,000 troops and up to 250 military jets and hundreds of other weapons to this week's tactical exercises. China said Tuesday it will continue expanding its military reach beyond its borders, including in disputed areas at sea. But the government insists it does not want a confrontation with any of its neighbors. Police in Kenya say one police officer was killed and several wounded when suspected Al-Shabaab militants attacked police patrols near the border with Somalia. Officials say the attack began late Monday. This is VOA News. The U.S. Embassy in Bangkok says the U.S. military has begun conducting maritime surveillance flights off the west coast of Malaysia. The flights support efforts to search for thousands of migrants believed stranded at sea. U.S. officials are continuing to consult with governments in the region regarding their needs and the best way the U.S. can support them. The United Nations is calling on the European Union to shelter more migrants crossing the Mediterranean in pursuit of a better life in EU member countries. In a statement to UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein, said the current migration crises in Europe and South Asia is alarming.
Among these migrants are some of the most vulnerable people in the world. A more humane, less mean-spirited response to their plight would be more worthy of member states of the United Nations.
Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein. At least 37 people are dead after the Islamist group Boko Haram attacked a town in northeastern Nigeria. Gunmen attacked the Borno state town of Gubbio late Sunday, setting off gun battles with security forces that lasted through the night. The espionage trial of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian began Tuesday in Iran behind closed doors. Jason's brother, Ali, told reporters in Washington his mother and sister-in-law waited for more than 5 hours outside the courthouse in Tehran, but were not allowed inside.
Jason's innocent. There's nothing that he's done wrong. He'd never do anything, you know, malicious to hurt Iran or the United States. We want that to be as loud, as clear as everybody in the world.
Ali says his brother faces charges that include espionage, propaganda against the country, and collaborating with hostile powers. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a shooting rampage by a Tunisian soldier that left 7 of his comrades dead and 10 others wounded Monday at a Tunis army barracks. The shooting spree by a sergeant named by official as Mehdi Jaami came just 2 months after jihadists launched a deadly terrorist attack on a Tunis museum. Recovery teams in the southwestern United States state of Texas are searching for dozens of missing people after a weekend of torrential rains and flooding that killed at least 8. Thousands of residents have been displaced in Texas. Across the border in Mexico, people are cleaning up in Ciudad Acuña after a tornado killed at least 13 people. The twister flattened hundreds of houses. Mexico's president visited the town to survey the damage and help coordinate rescue efforts Tuesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.